Title: The Whispering Woods. Deep within the heart of the forest lay a grove of ancient trees known as the Whispering Woods. Legend had it that the trees were enchanted, their branches whispering secrets of the past to those who dared to listen. One moonlit night, a group of friends decided to camp in the Whispering Woods, drawn by the allure of its mystique. Among them was Sarah, a bold and adventurous girl, and her cautious friend, Mark. As they sat around the campfire, the air thick with the scent of pine and the crackle of burning wood, Sarah noticed a strange phenomenon. The trees seemed to sway and whisper as if they were alive. Intrigued, Sarah suggested they explore the woods under the light of the full moon, eager to uncover the secrets hidden within the ancient grove. Mark hesitated, sensing an unease stirring in the depths of his soul, but Sarah's enthusiasm was infectious, and he reluctantly agreed to accompany her. As they ventured deeper into the Whispering Woods, the air grew colder and the shadows darker, the moonlight filtering through the dense canopy above. Strange noises echoed through the trees, the rustling of leaves, the hooting of owls, and the distant howling of wolves. Suddenly, Sarah froze in her tracks, her heart pounding in her chest. She swore she could hear voices whispering her name, calling to her from the shadows. But when she turned to Mark for reassurance, she found him staring into the darkness with wide-eyed terror. With a sinking feeling in the pit of her stomach, Sarah realized they were not alone in the woods. Something was watching them, lurking in the shadows just beyond the reach of the moonlight. As they pressed on, the voices grew louder, their whispers becoming more urgent and insistent. Sarah's pulse raced as she struggled to keep her fear at bay, her mind filled with visions of ancient spirits and vengeful ghosts. And then, just as suddenly as it had begun, the whispers stopped. The forest fell silent, the only sound the pounding of Sarah's heart and the ragged breaths of Mark beside her. With trembling hands, Sarah reached out and touched the bark of a nearby tree, feeling its rough surface beneath her fingertips. And then, to her horror, she felt it move, the tree's branches wrapping around her wrist with an iron grip, its leaves rustling with a sinister laughter. In a panic, Sarah tore herself free from the tree's grasp and stumbled backward, her heart racing with terror. With a cry of warning, she grabbed Mark's hand and fled into the night, the sounds of the Whispering Woods fading into the distance behind them. As they emerged from the forest, breathless and shaken, Sarah and Mark vowed never to return to the Whispering Woods again. But in the darkness of the night, they could still hear the faint echoes of the forest's whispers, a reminder of the darkness that lurked within its ancient depths.